Hello, everybody. Dwayne McEachern here with the Community From Within podcast. It's been too long. Recording this on Friday, October 18th. I just posted a couple episodes yesterday, finally. I posted 4 episodes dating back to August, I believe. And, wow. Yeah, I'm behind here. I know. I want to talk about, well, a few things, but I'm driving home after work as usual. As I walked from my office up to the car, I started thinking, should I record something today? What should I talk about? And then I remembered something that I wanted to talk about, and it fits in great with something else I want to tell you. So, what I want to talk about is, first of all, if you haven't seen this yet, go and find it. Go on Google or something, search for The Story of Stuff. I think the website was thestoryofstuff.com, something like that. It's a little 10-minute something animated video. There's a bunch of other videos and story things added to it since, but the original, the very first Story of Stuff, it talks about 2 very important topics: perceived obsolescence and planned obsolescence. And what that means is, so first of all, if something is perceived, it's what you think, it's your perception of something. Something is planned, and that you planned it to be that way. And the word obsolescence, you just say solely obsolescence, it's like the word obsolete. So if your perception of something is that it is obsolete, even though it is not, it may be that that item is a victim of perceived obsolescence. So let me give you an example. You have this wonderful brown jacket that you like to wear in the fall. And then you notice something, maybe it's in the magazines or you see it on TV, but they're talking about fashion. And they're saying that the fashionable wear this fall is going to be red jackets. You want a red jacket or a fuchsia or pink. Red shades, that's the fashionable thing, and that's in, and what's out is your greens and your browns and your blues. You definitely don't want to wear that. And you're sitting there thinking, well, I like my brown jacket. But, you know, if you buy into it, then you're perceiving your brown jacket as obsolete because you're buying into the fashion world's, you know, what they're dictating. So you throw away your brown jacket, you buy a red jacket, and then next fall comes around and, oh, what's in this year is browns and greens and blues. And you definitely don't want to wear red or pink or, you know, whether it's a seasonal basis or whatever, you know, fashion trends come and go. And the fact is, you know, is it really obsolete or are you just perceiving it that way? And oftentimes we perceive it that way because it's, you know, advertising, you know, the manufacturers, the designers are planning it that way because if you just bought one jacket and you never bought another jacket until it was completely worn out, they're not going to make as much money as if they could sell you a jacket every year or every season, even better. And the same goes with automobiles. Like, you know, you buy a brand new vehicle, it feels great when you're driving around in it, but even just a few years goes by and you see people driving in the brand new vehicles then, and you're driving an older vehicle, my goodness. Like, I have a friend near where I live who's been driving the same car for over 20 years now. It's a reliable, awesome vehicle. It definitely looks old compared to every other vehicle on the highway. But there's nothing wrong with it. So even if other people might see perceived obsolescence with that vehicle, luckily that person does not. So I hope I'm in some small way communicating perceived obsolescence with you. The other one, the more devious, the one that I hate the most, I hate both, but planned obsolescence is worse. It's when something, an object, an item that is manufactured is planned. You know, it has obsolescence planned into it. Like, it has a lifespan planned into it. They manufacture it in such a way that it's not going to last you that long. And or it cannot be repaired. Or it cannot be repaired easily. So that if something breaks, that's it. It's finished. You should buy something else. Every single disposable item on the planet, you hear the word disposable, that's planned obsolescence built into it. But So if it's advertised as disposable, you should know right off the bat that's it's literally disposable. But there's a lot of other disposable items out there, and you hear this term, we live in a disposable society, disposable culture. It's because we manufacture items so poorly, so cheaply, compared to the way things used to be done. You know, if you went back 100 years or even 50 years, things were manufactured with pride and with a hope that, you know, if something lasts long, that's a good thing. Not anymore. Rarely. Many years ago, my wife and I made two decisions. One, we wanted to try to eliminate plastics from our life as much as possible and replace plastics with, you know, objects made of you know, durable and less toxic materials like wood or steel or, you know, whatnot. But also to, you know, even if we had to do without for a little while, better to do without until we can afford buying something that's made well than to buy the cheap item. Because we've been burned so many times. And folks, anybody knows me, good word, thrifty doesn't describe it. If I'm looking for something, I'm going to try and find the cheapest version of it out there. But then I have to hold myself back because I know that the cheapest version isn't necessarily going to save me in the long run. Because I could, you know, sometimes I've done it. I bought the cheapest version several times and I could have saved myself money by just buying one good version of it. But we look for something, A, made in Canada. Or if not in Canada locally, then we try to find the next best thing from countries where we know they have a reputation for building good, durable items. If we can't get something made in Canada, usually Germany is our next, or France, or Switzerland, or the USA. We try to find goods made in countries like that that we know, you know, they're manufactured in a place with high standards, and we're not going to be ripped off by a cheap knockoff. Basically, you know, if you go to buy something, anything, basically at the dollar store, and you think that's going to last you any length of time, you're severely and sorely mistaken. So this brings me to the issues I've been having with my microphones. Full disclosure, I went out and I bought a couple sets of these headsets, just earbuds with the inline microphone, you know, it hangs down in front of your face a little bit on the wire. I bought two sets and I thought I'll just leave them in the vehicles and I'll use those to record the podcast only, and it didn't work out. I'm sorry. So, out of the last four episodes I posted, I know the sound quality on a couple of them was not very good. And I probably should not have even posted them. But I did. Because I'm not looking for sympathy here, but I am going to tell you I'm terribly heartbroken because I posted those four out of almost 12 episodes I had recorded. I had close to 12 episodes recorded, and I sat down to listen to some of them. Well, 8 of them. I scrapped. I had to throw them away. So 8 times, you know, half hour to 40 minutes per episode. That's like 4 hours, roughly, of me talking to myself in my car for absolutely no bloody reason. Because I had these cheap garbage headsets from the dollar store that I used. It is no good. And I'm even realizing maybe it's not the headset's fault, because, again, planned obsolescence. I record these on an iPhone. And it's an iPhone 8. The old phone was an iPhone 6. The iPhone 6 had the lightning cable connector for your charger, but it also had the 3.5 millimeter port for your headphones to plug in. The iPhone 8 doesn't have the port for your headphones. It just has the lightning connector. So in order to plug in a 3.5 millimeter headset with a microphone, you need a little adapter that goes from 3.5 millimeter to the lightning. Really frustrated about this whole thing. And so, even though I could leave my microphone headsets in the car, if I'm taking my phone with me and I want to listen to music outside while I'm working or in the house, I need to bring that little adapter. I know I had the one. And I noticed just the other day it's frayed in one port. I can see little pieces of copper. As I speak right now, I'm hoping this comes through and it's not the little adapter that's messing everything up. But point being, that there itself, this little... It's 4 inches long, this little piece of wire. I probably would have bought one at the dollar store if I had it. I couldn't find one. I got this one at a Walmart and it costs like $10. And it's garbage. So two things. I'm recording this today on a really nice set of headphones with a microphone, and not the inline cable mic. It's an actual microphone that sticks out in front of my mouth, so you'll capture everything I'm saying, hopefully. It's actually a set of headphones used for a video game system. And it feels really nice, it's comfortable, and I'm hoping it's going to work. And I'm still using the old little adapter 3.5 to lightning to the iPhone. But today I went on the Apple website and I ordered the actual Apple brand cable. Because I looked on Amazon, I looked on eBay. I looked for, you know, of course, cheaper versions. Me is the first thing I go for. But one of the best things you can do, my wife taught me this, is when you're looking at something on Amazon or something like that, look for reviews. And I looked at the reviews and I seen quite a few people with some bad reviews of these cheaper ones. I said, that's it, I'm not doing that. I went to the Apple website. Funny enough, $10. Same price as the bloody Walmart one. $10 plus tax, free shipping. It'll be in my mailbox by Wednesday. So by next week, I'll have the proper adapter for my iPhone, this proper headset that I'm wearing now. And it's staying in the bloody car. It's staying in the car. I'm saying this to convince myself and make sure I'm aware of what I'm saying. It's staying in the car. If I decide I'm going to record elsewhere, then I'll get another microphone. I've actually been looking for a proper microphone system to set up in my workshop to record out there. The problem I have is simply, I record on my iPhone, but most of the condenser, proper studio microphones, you need to record on a laptop. They don't work with iPhones, from what I've found so far. So, point being, I'm not set up for that yet. Anyway. The point of all of this is, I may have mentioned this before. My wife's from Europe, and where she's from in her native language, they have a saying. She told me this. She's told me this many times when I've been standing there over some item that's broken now that I bought cheaply, and she said, and she said, there's a saying in her language: poor people pay twice. Let that sink in for a minute. Poor people pay twice. because, you know, point being, when you feel you can't afford what you'd really like and you opt for the cheaper version, it's going to end up breaking on you or not last as long, and then you'll end up having to buy it again. And again and again and again until you actually bite the bullet, save up, and get the properly, you know, well-made item. And that's just the way, you know, think back of all the times you opted, like I have. I'm only saying this because it's true. And I know for a fact it's true because I've lived it. And the example even just back a few weeks ago, it's true because I did the same. I made the same bloody mistake. And I'm sorry. That's what's taken so long for me to get more episodes out. And I don't even... A couple of them were so bad, I don't even know what I talked about on the episodes. I have no idea because I couldn't hear myself. The static was unreal. I could not hear what I was trying to communicate. Because I often will ad-lib, or I'm often just, you know, I'm just going off the top of my head here as I drive home. So if there's one message today, and one thing I have to continue to do, is remind myself to go without. Learn how to go without until, if I need something, I can afford to buy the proper one. Funny enough, that reminds me of a friend of mine, his name is Donnie, used to say, he said his father had a saying. His father said, never buy something unless you can afford to buy it twice. I think that was more about saving money, being smart with your money. I don't think he meant the same thing as my wife's saying. Because my friend, whose father said, you know, don't buy something unless you can afford to buy it twice, I don't think he would buy the garbage. He would buy the proper thing twice before he bought something. He would have enough money to buy the proper, well-made thing twice before he would buy it once. Anyway, this all boils down to our own personal economic situation. And, you know, as far as building our economies, if you buy the cheap thing that's imported from China or wherever else, then you're not doing yourself any favors. You're not doing your community any favors. You're just that's it. You're just wasting your money because the item's not going to last, and the money is gone, and it's gone to China. Somebody's making money over there off of us buying the garbage. I know, believe me, I know what it feels like when you're broke and you feel like you need to get something and you're not sure how to do it. You find a cheap item, you think, oh, I can get that. That will solve my problem. Rarely does it work out. It feels good, that's the problem. It feels good when it does. You find let's say it's a... heard a number of people talk about it, like a chainsaw or a four-wheeler or something, ATVs. You need a carburetor, you can get Chinese knockoffs. You find them on eBay or elsewhere for a fraction of the cost of buying a brand name. And they've had good luck and success with things like that. I mean, if you can get a good deal, you buy something cheaper and save some money, it feels good. Problem is when it comes back to bite you in the ass, because it really didn't last. It didn't do the job. So that's my rant for today. The only other thing, I think I talked about it a while back, and that's, yeah, I know that over the last the 8 episodes I scrapped, I know several times I was giving updates on my personal battles with sugar intake. trying to be healthy. Some days are good, some days are bad. That's all I can say. I think I've had more good days recently than bad days. But still struggling, still trying. But also, I mean, I don't know if I'm trying too hard in the beginning to do too many things at once, or maybe I'm just not doing enough, or maybe I'm just too far gone to help myself. I'll, you know, so a couple days ago, I wake up. I went to bed nice and early. I wake up. It's like 4:30 in the morning, so I get up. I think this is great because I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of times. I listen to Joe Rogan's podcast. I listen to Jocko Willink. Jocko, if you don't know Jocko, he has an Instagram account. All his Instagram account is, I may have talked about this before, he posts a picture of his watch at like 4:30 a.m. He gets up, picture of his watch. Every day it's a new picture. And he's doing that for, you know, as, you know, it's accountability for himself, but also it's motivating because it's like, look at you, look at me, look at this. 4:30, I'm up. And then I think the next picture is like a pool of sweat on the ground from his exercising. And the other guy, David Goggins, this guy just ran 240-mile Moab marathon. 240 miles. Courtney DeWalter is another one that Joe Rogan had on talking about. She did the Moab herself. She won last year. Like, these people are just crazy motivating. So the other morning, I get up at 4:30. I'm sitting down trying to wake up. What am I going to do? I'm going to do some push-ups. Oh my goodness. I did like 10 push-ups. I sat back down on the couch. I did like 12 more a little while later. Sat back down, rested. I started doing some stretching, trying to, you know, loosen up a bit. I did more. In the end, I think I did about 75, 80 push-ups that morning, which is more push-ups than I've done in the past year combined. Certainly. But let me tell you, I had a great day. That was on Wednesday. I had a fabulous day all day. I came home from work. I was not tired. I felt awesome. Got some stuff done in the evening. Went to bed early again. Had a great sleep. Next morning, about 5:30, I wake up. And it felt like somebody took a steel bar and smacked me across the chest and my arms and my shoulders about 1,000 times. Oh, the pain. Oh, just, I mean, everything. The joints. I'm just sitting there going, like, I thought I would wake up and do some more push-ups. Nuh-uh. I need physiotherapy. Ow. And so that was yesterday. Today's Friday. I woke up this morning. I couldn't get out of bed. I kept hitting my snooze button. Snooze, snooze, snooze. Hit snooze about 30 times. I get up, make my way to work. I'm still in pain now driving home. I can push on my chest and it hurts. What? Okay, so I know one of two things: give up or power through it. So that's it. I gotta power through it. Tomorrow morning, I gotta get up and do it. I gotta power through the pain. It's the only thing. I mean, obviously, if it's that painful that I can't do it, then I gotta be careful. I don't really want to hurt myself. But it reminds me, many years ago, I went for a bike trip, me and three friends. We bicycled from Judick to Cavendish PEI and back over a 5-day period. And I remember that second day getting on the bicycle. We biked from Judick to Wood Islands, Caribou, the ferry. We got to the PEI side, and that next morning my legs were so sore, but we got on the bikes and we kept on going. By the fifth day, by the end of the fifth day when we made it home, I felt like a bloody machine at that point. Like, your muscles just get used to it. The last couple days I probably should have been doing something. I was just in too much pain. I got to be careful. I don't want to hurt myself. So anyway. Yeah. So that was fun. Trying to be healthy. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, Mabu markets are all done for this season. There will be a Christmas market at some point. But as of today, that we had the last Mabu Farmers Market last weekend on the 13th. It was... I had a spot with the Good Boy dog treats. And I sold out. I sold every bag I had that day. So I was very pleased with that. Thank you so much to everybody who came out and bought dog treats. And unfortunately, because I sold out, I didn't have any more to restock the stock of Wayne's Variety. But I'll be baking more this weekend, and I'll restock Wayne's. And now that the Mabu Farmers Market is over, if I want to keep selling dog treats, I mean, if I want to expand more, I have to get into more retail locations, and that's what I'm going to be working on. And in case you're wondering, the project, the art project, where I'm going to make the money to start a business by collecting cans and bottles on the side of the road. Oh my goodness, I just realized. Did I post that? Have I posted that yet? Or is that one of the episodes I scrapped? Oh, you imagine. So, I'm going to start a business from scratch with no money of my own or borrowing money. I'm going to figure out a way how to do it. The business idea we came up with, quick summary, start a business selling art. In other words, I'm going to buy some canvases, some brushes, some paint. I'm going to paint stuff and sell it. And I'm going to do all that by making the money, picking up cans and bottles on the side of the road. That's how we're going to do it. And that's it. So, if I haven't described this before now, if that's one of the episodes I had to scrap, oh my goodness. I think it's out there. I think we've talked about this many times. I haven't started yet. Anyway, I'm going to have to go back and listen now again.
I'm so messed up.
If I haven't gone through, I'll go back and re-record that episode. I did a brainstorming session on business ideas and all that. Yeah, I'm so heartbroken over having to scrap all that. What a mess. Over my own stupidity for not buying proper equipment, buying cheap stuff and not taking care of it. So frustrating. But anyway, I'm approaching the half hour mark here. I just wanted to get something out here today. I have to listen to this and make sure it's nice and clear. And that's it. Go to goodboy.ca. Check out where you can buy your Good Boy dog treats. And go to communityfromwithin.com. Communityfromwithin.com. Look for a contact form. Send me your questions or comments. Check out the blog posts, and all the episodes of this podcast are there. And they're also available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Google Play. Leave me a nice review. I'd appreciate it. And, yeah. So disappointing that I lost all those episodes, but, I'm going to get back into this and get back on track, keep going. It's a beautiful time of year to be in Cape Breton Island. All the fall colors are in full bloom, and it's beautiful. And I love it. Thanks everybody for listening. You have a great day. Hope to have more episodes out to you soon. Cheers and take care. Bye.